Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pirates Chairman Bob Nutting.
You had to do that, didn't you? I'm not sure how this works. I'm more comfortable with, I guess, unconditional release than press conference. Here we are, and trying to condense 60 years into yellow legal tablet page is not the easiest, and I don't know how long this is going to take. I've not done this before, but we did lock the back door so nobody can leave. I guess the decision to semi-retire after this season, I'm going to do the whole season, and then I'm going to have a reduced role. I'm not going to leave the Pirates. I'm going to do some ambassadorial things, kind of weaning myself off, and I just can't pull the plug on not being part of the Pirates. I cannot find myself doing that, and the Pirates have been great enough to allow me to do that. And that's after allowing me to do home games, which back in the day wasn't all that common. It's getting more and more common, so maybe I am a pioneer of sorts. But it's been great, and I want to talk about the organization, but I think maybe the thing I want to touch on, why now? Why do this? It feels right. This is my 60th year. My buddies always say it's 2019. It's not 60. Well, I pitched in 1960, so it does count. It's almost like, kind of you look at an overview of a life. I'm kind of rounding third, heading for home, and I want to find out what the last 90 feet's like, and I want to enjoy that. And I want to take it at my own pace. I've been running with track shoes on for most of my life. And as Danny Murtaugh used to say after the 20th time he retired, you got to stop and smell the roses. And I've driven by them constantly, but it's time. I'm healthy. Thank you, Mom and Dad. I don't do a damn thing to take care of myself. We're not talking about mileage, of course. But I'm very lucky. I'm healthy. I got people that care about me. I've got a family that has been spectacular through the good times and the bad times. Karen and I have been married 55 years plus 4 years of bad behavior in high school. St. Karen has been a big part of my life from back in high school when I said, we have to break up. No, I got to concentrate on baseball, and I concentrate on baseball. I said, the hell with that. I want to go back to Karen. She helped me almost fail to get out of high school, because I flunked driver ed my senior year. You know how driver ed works? There's an instructor sitting there, and there's a driver, and there's the rest of the students sitting in the back to get ready to drive. Well, Karen and I were always sitting in the back. I didn't give a damn what happened with that car. So she has been good, but in a serious note, the real test, I think, through all our years together was the bad years. I had 3 years where it's been well documented about my issues with control, and she was a rock. We kind of circled the wagons and hunkered down as a family. It was tough on our kids. They were rock solid, and especially she's down in Florida now, but she said, you better mention me. So, but it's been good. My two sons, I'm very proud of. One is here, Chris is here. He's in the back. He's been great. So proud of them through their journeys and what they've done with their families. And this will give me more time to catch up with them because even in a half season, the baseball is very demanding. It's always there and in a wonderful way, but in a preoccupation way. So I'm going to have more time to be with them also. The one thing I want to make clear is that I'm not leaving because I am a dinosaur, but I'm not leaving because of the analytics and stats and the technology that I rail about every night on the home games. I'm not doing that because, it's our world now. We live in it. I'm trying to do better now, My phone is smarter than I am. My car is smarter than I am. My television is smarter. My television, I can talk to it and change the channel. It used to be a three-person process. You had a guy on the TV turning, you had a guy turning the antenna, and you had the signal guy in the window. Now I can tell him what I want to watch. But it's not got anything to do with that. I respect that. That's the world we live in. And baseball, regardless of all that, and I rant, baseball is still the best game to me. It's been my game. I love the Steelers. I love the Pens. I love our college teams. But baseball, it's still so unique. They talk about it being a team game. Yeah, I get that. It is a team game, but it's an individual matchups that, to me, create a team result. That ground ball to the shortstop, that line drive in the gap that your center fielder is going to try to get. I don't need an analytic probability number for that. I want to watch that center fielder go get it. But the thing is, they're individual matchups. There's no pulling guard. There's no moving pick. That ground ball is going to the shortstop. He's got to do everything. We're spoiled about how good these guys are, all of them, all of them. He's got to do all the things right to beat that guy's busting his tail to get down to first base. You're naked. You're exposed. You cannot hide. The pitcher, nothing happens to he throws that ball. Nothing happens to that guy swings that bat. It's a beautiful game. It's a beautiful game. It's been tested. The analytics are not going to hurt this game. It's going to be a part of it. We're in that era. But I wanted to make that clear. That's got nothing to do why I made this decision. My journey, my life in baseball, kind of be summed up in five words, if you want to take an overview. Fantasy, dream, hope, and the seventh game. Fantasy, when I was 10 years old, I fantasized about being a baseball player. That's all I wanted to do every day. When I got into high school, I dared dream about playing professional baseball. I got in the minor leagues, I was hoping I'd get there. And it evolved into pitching and being on the mound for the seventh game of a World Series. I watched that, and I've seen it 1,000 times. I've seen what you just saw 1,000 times, and it still gets me. That I could make that journey from Falls Village, Connecticut, and do that. This is America. This is why it's all good. This is why it's, you can't tell a kid from Falls Village, Connecticut, he's not allowed to try to play in the big leagues. That's why it's so good. Every time I get a chance to talk to kids, I mention that. That's why we live here. The fans in this city, the people in this city that made our family feel so welcome when we moved here for good in 72 after renting all over the city, I'll never forget the people. And that's why it's so great that I want to take time, and this will continue. I want to take time to say hello to as many people as I can. We bring people up to the booth and they have kids with them. That is my drug, to say hello to them. They walk in, I've never seen them before in my life. I say, where you been? I've been waiting all day for you people to get here. And the kid comes down and they're scared to death. This is an atmosphere up in the booth. Get down on one knee, make them feel right and say, hey, any chance you would take a picture with me? I mean, that's my joy to do that, and I love doing that, and I'm going to continue to do that. It's been a huge part of my life. This organization I want to talk about, because living my dream, giving me the opportunity when I was 18, the Dodgers could have done, the Mets could have signed, the Yankees, da-da-da-da-da, but the Pittsburgh Pirates gave me that chance when I was 18 years old, begging. Came here to try out. We didn't have a great tryout. But somehow they saw something, and I got $4,000 and a bone, and $250 a month to go to Kingsport, Tennessee. I was wealthy beyond my wildest dreams. My dream. And of course, there's stories about being down there, but that's for another time. But giving me that dream, that's one thing. And then the way this organization stuck with me in 1973, 1974, 1975, Danny Murtaugh, Joel Brown, Bill Verdon, those are the things I get emotional about, because they said, we will stay with you as long as you want to try to get it back. And I tried everything for those 3 years. I couldn't quit. And I know that I shouldn't have been out on the mound. I knew that, but I couldn't quit. I could not quit. It didn't work out, but those guys and my teammates stayed with me, and you just don't forget those things. you know, when you're up in the backyard, 4 o'clock in the morning, tears coming down my eyes, because I knew I wasn't going to be a pirate anymore. I mean, those are the times you find out about yourself, about your family, about your friends. I was getting a ton of letters every week from pirate fans. I don't think I got a negative letter. I don't think that I ever got a negative letter, and absolutely means the world to have that happen, and it's been that kind of journey. The people, the loyalty I have, even that 20-year period, lost 20 straight years. I went into Giant Eagle one time in the produce department. I just walked in. This older lady came up to me and said, "The pirates are terrible, and it's your fault." I said, "Lady, I'm just here for the kumquats. I cannot change this." But the people were so great. One of the things that was toughest for me, and this you got to understand this, when I was pitching those 3 years, and it was awful. It was unbelievable, knowing you shouldn't be out there. Most embarrassing thing I've ever had. The toughest part was at home games, people didn't boo me at Three Rivers Stadium. It was quiet. And that I think sticks with me. Didn't boo, but they were quiet because they were rooting so hard. I know that everybody was rooting hard, but that silence is something I have dreams about. But so many friends. I want to tell you a specific night that I wanted somebody to be here for. That the Pirates, I talk about the organization, I talk about the dream, the tough years. One of the neatest nights of my life, and I did that as a surprise, on our 50th anniversary, I went to Ann Elder and Dennis Dupre, Adam, the executive chef, when he was here at the Lexus Club. I said, "I want to surprise Karen with a 50th anniversary present of having dinner for two at home plate at PNC Park." And she, right over there, Ann, it meant the world to both of us, because we walked around that corner. Where's KB? This guy put it together on a video that, and he was all part of it. It's an unbelievable night. We walked around the corner from the parking lot, up on the video. KB had put a bunch of songs that picked out in pictures, and we walked around there. Johnny Mathis is singing our high school favorite song, all that stuff. Dinner at home plate, we had a harpist in back of home plate. We showed the video, a 9-course gourmet meal cooked for us by Adam, the executive chef, in the first base dugout, delivered by a guy in a tuxedo. And I will never forget that, KB. And so I wanted to mention that, because this organization does that kind of stuff, or did that kind of stuff for me, and I won't forget that. The hallways, I parked down underneath. For all, 18 or 19 years now, I've walked by the people that work down there, that keep the stadium clean. They always have a smile. They say hello. The concessions people, the security people, the ground crew. I mean, there's always a friendly face. And those are the things that are going to stay with me through all these years. And they're a big part of the whole 60 years. I will never quit. I will never turn my back on the Pirates. It's limitless. It's there forever. The broadcasters in my life, Bob Prince. Second game I did with him in the seventh inning, in the middle of an inning, he called down to the press room. "You're not supposed to have anything to drink," but he said, "Send up 2 screwdrivers. I thought something was loose in the booth. I thought he was going to tighten something. Well, he tightened something, all right. But he was incredible. And just one quick story, because the stories are all there. Falls Village, Connecticut, 1,000 people where I'm from. My dad, whenever I pitched, would get in his car with a six-pack of Bud and go and drive around till KDKA came in strong, shut her down right there, listen to the game. And after every season, he would send Prince a bill for 2 car batteries and 6 cases of beer. Prince loved it. I mean, everybody wins in that kind of situation. But working with all these guys, Lanny Fratteri was fabulous. I didn't know what I was doing. Lanny gave me room to talk, told me when to shut up, and a nudge on the arm, and it just goes on and on with Mike Lang doing the cable games. We had more fun. Maybe we had too much fun. I don't think so, but he was wonderful. Hall of Famer. I got to work my first 2 years, basically, or two times with Hall of Famer Bob Prince and Hall of Famer in hockey, Mike Lang. Greg and I drove up to see his induction in Toronto. I don't remember much about the trip, but I think we had a good time. Jim Rooker, when I was invited to broadcast, Jim Rooker, we had auditions. Guys were sitting in for a couple games. Rooker told the people that ran our TV, that stop this, sign blast. And I will never forget, these are gestures that people make that you don't lose track of. John Sanders, who helped me out a lot. The current guys, Joe and Bob and Rock, I think it's a great team. Joe has found his home back here, a dream job, and just gets better and better working with Joe. And Bob and John know the nuts and bolts of the game, and they have enough stories. It's just not my stories. These guys have their stories, too, when they played. And it's just I watch their games on the road now, and I learn things. I see things that, I get sometimes my, stop being a fan, Steve, talk. But I see things when I watch these guys on the road that maybe I don't see, so maybe that's part of it, too. And this guy over here, where is he? Where's Mr. Brown? I personally don't think there's a better play-by-play guy in Major League Baseball. There may be some guys as good, and I don't know if he gets the recognition that he gets. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable in his commitment to this organization and the way he presents a baseball game. But working with this group is a joy. And it's going to be different because whenever I walk up that line through the hallways, I feel like this is where I should be. So I'm still going to be spending a good bit of time here. And the commitment that I have after this season will involve a lot of time in this ballpark with these people. That can never change. The crews that we work with, from AT&T Sports and Dorn Check up in the booth that has cleaned up my mess with my interviews, he's been fantastic. I loved doing interviews, being interviewed. I loved it. I mean, guys would come in, and the media people that I had relationships with go all the way back to Al Abrams and Jack Hernan and Les Biederman and Phil Musick and Bill Christine and all the guys that Ron Cook and Gene Collier now and Billy Brink and Stephen Nesbitt. And I understand how hard they work. Nobody has an easy job. And if they needed a minute, well, Greg says I love to be interviewed, so I get it. My problem is now interviewing people that I interview. I start listening to them and forget my next question. But I always loved that part. They would come in after I won a game on the occasions I won a game, and we'd do the thing, and they'd start walking away. I said, "Now wait a minute. Let me tell you didn't see this thing I did in the seventh inning," and I just enjoyed that. That was a big part of my enjoyment. So that's I'm just looking at my notes here. Joe Bilodeau, he runs, is Joe here? I don't know if Joe's here. He runs our alumni. He's done a fabulous job of coordinating, keeping it together since Nellie Bryles died. He's been unbelievable. The guys that are here now, Joe works with the guys that are gone that I miss so much, the Danny Murtaughs, the Joe Browns, Doc, Willie, Clemente, recently Bruce Keeson, Tony Bartirome. I miss them every day. I lived with them. They're brothers, like they say, and that never changes. Regrets. Do I have any regrets? I don't have a hell of a lot of regrets. I regret that I couldn't have pitched 7 or 8 years more because I had the right body, and I didn't do it with just throwing the ball by people. I could throw a slider for a strike when I was behind in the count. That's how I won in the big leagues. But I wish I could have pitched more because I wanted to. My only other regret is in the Post-Gazette, they have those today's birthdays. I've never once gotten my birthday on that list, not once. I mean, Bernie Kosar, Donovan McNabb, Bucky Dent. Come on, one time. Can you pass that along? Just, I don't want much. I want to pick up the Post. And I want it on the day they publish. So, because that's I've been a loyal customer forever and ever, so it's okay. And embarrassing moments. I told you those years that I was embarrassed. But one of the earliest ones was when I was 8 years old. First year of Little League Baseball organized in 1950. I hit a double, and I'd never had a hit, so I should have done something before, but I hit a double, and then realized that I had to go to the bathroom. I pissed my pants at second base. Nobody knew it but me because it was 1950 and they had those 50-pound heavy gray dark uniforms. Nobody ever knew it till today. The only other one was when my grandson Christopher Parker was pitching 2 years ago. Karen and I are watching him, and he's not throwing strikes. And I'm saying, Christopher, throw the damn ball over the plate. And Karen looked at me and said, do you realize what you just said? Do you have any idea what you just said? You telling somebody to throw strikes? That was a little embarrassing. But, that's basically all I got except the top 10. I did put a top 10 chronologically, and it's just real quick. Going from 1960, being signed, getting called up to the big leagues, first major league appearance, first major league start, playing a bunch of years with three Hall of Famers, Willie, Maz, Roberto. Game three that you saw when my father jumped off the dugout and ran out to see his kid from Falls Village. It just pitched a World Series game. That was a timely game, too. The Orioles at that point had won 16 in a row from the regular season, the playoffs, to beating us the first two times. He became the most famous plumber ever in Falls Village, Connecticut. The seventh game, of course, we've talked about. The celebration we had in Falls Village, Connecticut, when we got home, it's Connecticut. It was a perfect autumn day. I mean, Norman Rockwell should have been there painting it, but he said he was busy. Bing Crosby, part owner of the Pirates, sent a telegram. I guess Bing was busy too. Couldn't make it that day. The 72 All-Star game and number 10 chronologically was being awarded the Pride of the Pirates. So, I mean, it doesn't get much better. It really doesn't get much better. One more thing. Things that I've been really proud of, obviously, 1971. My win-loss percentage, you saw it, 103 wins, over half of them complete games. Very proud of that. But what I'm really proud of is I'm 74-2. I'm 76 years old. I've had 74 great years. I've had two of them that were quite bad. But 74-2 ain't bad. Mm-hmm. Proud of that. Representing the city of Pittsburgh, the slider I could throw, playing in that era with those teammates that I had, the opponents I had, Willie McCovey, who used to send a limousine to San Francisco when we got there to make sure nothing happened to me on the way to the hotel so I wouldn't miss a turn, hit a ball over the 457 sign that my buddy back in Upper St. Clair said, on a clear night at 10 o'clock, you can see that ball still circling every night at about 10 o'clock. The 64 Pirates, proud to be on that team. They helped me go from being a ball player to a major leaguer. They helped me go, and that's big. That's when you stop to think about it, how you handle yourself, how you represent your city, yourself, your organization. I mean, those guys like Friend and Law and Face and Maz and all those guys. But Jerry Lynch is a guy I want to bring up. He was there when I was there as a rookie in 64, and I was naive, and I was all full of myself, got to the big leagues. He came in during batting practice one time to get a bat, and I was sitting in the clubhouse during our batting practice. Jerry Lynch said, kid, if I ever see you in here in the clubhouse when your team is on the field, I'm going to kick your ass all the way out to that field. Life lesson learned from a guy that I never forgot, that life lesson from Jerry Lynch. He, maybe not a Hall of Famer, but he sticks in my mind. And maybe the thing I'm proudest of is I did not let 1973 and 1974 ruin my love of baseball. Simple as that. I'm very proud of that. That means the world to me. That's all I got, 60 years. But I got it. I don't get a chance to do this very often, but I'd like to invite my pal, Mr. Bob Nutting, the chairman of the board, and I thank the world of Bob, and I thank the world of his dad, Ogden, and we've had some good conversations, and Bob would like to say a few words.
Well, Steve, I just want to say thank you, and no one should have to speak after Steve Blass, so I'm going to throw my notes away and not try to do that, and really just say how proud I am to represent my family, the Pittsburgh Pirate Organization, and our community, just to thank you for all you have done. No one has represented this organization, this city, longer with more pride, and we are just grateful for the time that we've had with you. And I think it's critical that we all remember you did not say retire from the Pirates, said retire from full-time broadcasting, because those ambassador duties are real, and we look forward to continuing to work with you, have you representing the city and the organization as a Pirate for life. We're not going to let you go. We are so grateful for what you've done, and just listening to you, you can hear the energy as you're going through the history, as we went through the slide, you know, the 57 complete games. You said, yeah, more complete games than not. You know, that just still so proud of your accomplishments, and we are so proud of you. Steve, thank you.
If you have any questions or... I'll let you know if they're out of bounds.
Steve, do you have any jokes?
No. One. Yeah, I got. I have to tell you my favorite baseball joke. This is one, and it won't take long. Casey Stengel, great manager, Hall of Famer for the New York Yankees, won all those World Series rings and everything. Great, voted one of the greatest managers. He goes over to manage the Mets in '62, the worst baseball team in history. I think they were lost 120 games, and he happened to have maybe the worst Major League Baseball player ever, Marvelous Marv Thornberry. Okay, so he's got Marv, and they look up one night, and Marv's on first base. Nobody know how he got there. Marv was on first base. Something happened. They had a gap shot. Marv comes around to score. The other team throws the ball over to third base. They call him out for missing third. Casey sprints out of the dugout, and the umpire says, stay right there, Casey. He also missed second. Yes?
Steve, I know since, I think, 05, you only did home games. Since this would be your last season, Roger, will you do any road games this year?
I won't go to any road games unless I find a city I like, Chicago, and that opportunity comes about. But if somebody is sick or something, I'm going to go somewhere this year just because I want to. And Karen says I can. But you know, if somebody, if they need a guy, if there's a sickness or a celebration, an anniversary, or Joe has six more children, who knows? Keep going, Joe, because I'll go on those trips for you. Don't back off. I'll go on a trip if needed. But yeah, this is it.
We taught you how to throw the slider.
Pardon?
We taught you how to throw the slider.
That's a story too, because 3 days after we got married, I went to the Dominican Republic. I took Karen down there. It was under siege. Trujillo had just been assassinated, so it was a nice honeymoon. That's where I went down there to learn the slider. I'd gotten to AAA with a fastball and a curve and trying to throw a slider, but I could throw a really good curve. I had a good curve, and I kept that, but it was inconsistent. Two or three times out of 10 is not good enough. So a slider, I went down there to learn a breaking ball that I could throw with confidence and consistency, and I went down there and learned. I was 9-3 down there and had a good winter with the Dominican team. It was also interesting, 1963 that was. I just got married, took my wife down. We had machine gunners in the dugout. Took my wife down there. We were down there when Kennedy was assassinated, so it was an interesting off season, but I learned the slider down there, and that helped me get to the big leagues.
Dave, what's your favorite restaurant on the road?
You want them alphabetically or by number? Senior Frog? What's the frog? Senior Frog in Chicago. That's the one. That's the go-to place. Yeah.
What do you think when people say you're Mr. Pirate now? You've been in the organization
6 years. I'm flattered, but I try to temper that kind of stuff. People use different phrases for different things. You know, there's a lot of people that did a lot more for the Pittsburgh Pirates in terms of representing their ball club and performance. I mean, I'm not in the category of the Clementis, the Stargills, the Mazeroskis. I know that, but I'm very proud of what I did. But I temper that kind of stuff. I take it with a grain of salt. Very flattered, but I take it with a grain of salt.
Have you thought about what you would miss the most about calling games?
Working with these guys, because sitting down with Joe or Greg and seeing Bob and Rock on occasion when he comes to the ballpark. I travel with these guys and I've gotten to know them, and I've gotten to know all of them well, not just as baseball broadcasters. I know backgrounds. I know where Bob came from, and I know where John came from, and what they've done, how they involved to being part of what I think it's a hell of a team. I really do, and so it's not just been a working relationship. These are friends. And I got to tell you one story that I forgot to mention, and this is important. When I talk about the organization, my dad passed away several years ago, and he was having his funeral back in Falls Village, Canaan Falls Village. It's named funny, but anyway, the funeral was there. Mark Garda and Greg Brown finished doing a night game, got in a car, and drove 500 miles. In the night, and arrived in our little town. There's a McDonald's there. It's very recent. They went in there and changed into suits, came to my dad's funeral, drove back to Hartford, got on a plane, and flew back to Pittsburgh. Now, those are the kind of people. Do you want to work with them? Yeah, you want to work with them, but you want those kind of people as friends. I will never, ever forget that gesture, driving that and doing that. They showed up in that church, and you talk about being emotional for so many reasons. I saw them walk in, and I lost it. And I won't forget that. I will never forget that. And, the media people that I see Guy here, we go back a long way, and I see John, and I see Albie, and it's been all good. It's 74-2 winning percentage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.